Bill O'Reilly is a founding partner at the New York-based political and corporate communications firm, the November Team, but he has added a new job. He is pro tem chairman of the Federalist Party of America. So I remember speaking with you that night in November 2017 when Republican Rob Astorino lost his re-election bid for Westchester County Executive. Now, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I saw you panning out, kind of considering the state of affairs nationally, and you seemed disheartened.
No, I think that's completely accurate. I've been disheartened for a while, and I've been working in politics in New York for about 30 years now. And I've always been a loyal Republican, and I still work for Republican candidates, but I actually left the party about a year ago, and that was, you know, over the situation nationally. But I felt like I didn't really have a home. And my concern is that the Republican Party, there used to be three stools of the chair, they used to say. It was, you know, strong and consistent foreign policy, and then you had social conservatives, and then you had the fiscal conservatives. And at least two of those legs are gone now, with Republicans just adding debt, you know, like they accuse the Democrats of doing so often. They're doing the exact same thing. And then we have the situation in Russia. It's not acting the way it should be. So I got involved with an organization that pre-existed me, called the Federalist Party of America, that started, I think it's 2016 or just after that election. And I was looking to help them out a little bit and ended up their chairman. So the chairman pro tem, which is, it's a 1-year term, and all leadership positions in the Federalist Party of America are limited to 1 year. And, you know, contributions are limited to $100 a year, all in an attempt to govern itself. So it, you know, it doesn't become like the other parties eventually. And the Federalist Party of America has a pretty simple platform. It's and one that we think can appeal both to Democrats to some extent and to Republicans. And the party is not seeking ballot status in 2018 for a reason. One, it's too big a task right off the bat. We don't want to, you know, bite too much off and then not be able to fulfill it. But more so that we want Republicans and Democrats and independents, for that matter, to be able to join the Federalist Party of America without changing their current ballot registration. It's a, you know, if you will, it's a kick the tires period where you can see what the party's talking about. And it's really quite simple. It's a very limited platform. It is restoring the jurisdictions of government as prescribed by the Constitution, by the founders of the country. And number two, term limits. And we believe that term limits, congressional term limits, are essential to accomplishing number one, and I can talk to that if you'd like. The founders were always looking out for human nature, and they were concerned, how do we set up a government that doesn't become tyrannical, doesn't become too powerful, you know, has balance between states and localities and federal. And they worked really hard to find that balance, and to a great extent they did for a while, but what they didn't foresee was the career politician. And he had a couple of court decisions that interpreted the general welfare clause of the Constitution in a way that let Washington start getting involved in local matters in a million ways. And as negative as that can be for a citizen, you know, if you're trying to say, for example, you're a parent that wants local history in your school curriculum, good luck today. The Federal Education Department will say something. Or if you want to move a jungle gym at a playground, you may have to deal with HUD. But as much of a pain in the butt it is for municipalities and communities, for elected officials in Washington, for congressmen or congresswomen and senators, it gives them things to give away. All the agencies they've created, that general welfare clause misinterpretation allowed them to start giving things to localities for reelections. They're not going to downsize the federal government in the way that needs to be done ever. I mean, the Republican Party has talked about it forever, and hey, you have a Republican Congress, you know, both houses, and a Republican in the White House, and nothing like that is going on whatsoever. It's just not going to happen unless you have term limits and take the self-interest out of the equation. But the Federalist Party sees as it's not so much an anti-federal government party as it's a pro-community party. The idea is to strengthen communities again by giving them jurisdictions over their government. I mean, so few people vote in local elections anymore because they don't see a reason for it.
You mentioned before you're receiving tons of emails expressing interest in the Federalist Party, and how are you directing this interest?
Just start a Federalist Party meeting in your community. And the materials are on the website, and the materials are easy. All it is you read, you have a meeting, you sit down with people, get some beer, get some wine, get some coffee, whatever you want to do, and you read a little bit from either the Constitution, the Federalist Papers, or the Anti-Federalist Papers. And just to get the conversation back into the lexicon or back into the discussion of where we were supposed to be as a country, how we were originally envisioned. And again, you can be left or right and still be in that conversation. It's a unifying philosophy, not a divisive one. So you get people together, read that little bit, have a discussion, have fun, go home, and you just had yourself a Federalist Party of America meeting. So it's very simple. We're also about to embark on a term limit campaign asking members of Congress and House and Senate to personally commit to term limits. Whether a 28th Amendment can go through or not, that would take time to happen. So we're asking people to personally pledge to term limit themselves to whatever term they decide. They can say 8 years, 12 years, 10 years. It's up to them. We're not giving them a number, but we want them to make a personal pledge on that.
You mentioned there's no immediate plan for a Federalist Party ballot line. So when?
This is a long-term plan, and the idea is, yes, indeed, to have a Federalist Party of America ballot line at the local and federal level within 2, 3, 4 years everywhere. If we start to get momentum, we'll get attacked. There's no question. The message will get stolen, which is fine with us. If the Democrats and Republicans start talking like Federalists again, that's success alone. But we're going for it, and we're going to try it in the long term. And all you can do is try.
But here you are still consulting for Republican candidates. New York State Senate Deputy Majority Leader John DeFrancisco, for one, who is seeking the GOP nomination for governor. How is this not a conflict?
Only because it's the federalism. I mean, I think most conservatives are Federalists, so it's not a ballot party. He thought it was kind of interesting. He was like, I think that's cool what you're doing, but it really doesn't affect. If I were chairman of a party, I think that had ballot status in New York right now, then that would be a conflict, I would think. But it really doesn't come into play too much here now. But with the Federalist Party on the spending side and on the term limit side, because if you remember, the official platform of the Republican National Committee is term limits, is congressional term limits. So the Federalist Party represents what the Republican Party is supposed to. And John DeFrancisco is a principal conservative Republican. So I don't think there's anything he would disagree with that we're pushing.
Also running for the Republican nomination for governor is Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro.